Welcome to the Dr. Mark J. Paymer podcast, a doctor who uses his heart to treat your lungs. Here's your host, Dr. Mark J. Paymer.
Welcome back, everybody. Garfield Bowen here, co-host slash producer of the show with Dr. Paymer. Dr. Paymer, how you doing today?
I'm great, Garfield.
You know, we appreciate you coming on the show, really taking time out of your busy schedule to answer some of these questions. I know you get patients that come in that have a lot of these questions here. I hope that you'll be able to help them answer. The question we have today is, why can't I stop coughing?
What a great question. And it's relevant because about 40% of primary care visits may actually be for chronic cough. And so that's something, a skill which really needs to be mastered by any pulmonologist and really mastered, I think, to the best they can, you know, by the internists and the family docs. We look at cough. We all know what cough is. Cough might be productive of sputum. It might not be. But we divide it up by time frames. Under 3 weeks is usually infectious. From 3 to 8 weeks, it's usually the postnasal drip after the infection. But after 8 weeks, that's called chronic cough. Historically, chronic cough is due to either postnasal drip, that's number one. Number two, reflux from the stomach, which may be acid, it might be alkaline. And three, I'll just call it lung disease. The books describe something called cough variant asthma, but let's just call it lung disease. And you really have to treat that postnasal drip. You may or may not see it on exam. You may have to treat for the reflux that the person may or may not feel. They might not feel acid, bitter taste, or heartburn, but it really, the cough could be due to reflux. And you know, you got to evaluate those lungs for the possibility of an asthma or an underlying lung disorder. Further, there's an entire class of blood pressure medications called ACE inhibitors, which are notorious for causing a cough. They all end in pril, P-R-I-L, lisinopril, captopril, enalapril, etc. And 15% of those medications cause a dry cough, usually with a tickle at the back of the throat. When you stop the ACE inhibitor and you got to put something in its place that helps the blood pressure, usually the average time to resolution of that cough is somewhere between 2 and 45 days, average maybe 3, 3.5 weeks, and that can fix it. And also smoking is a big cause of cough. So if you can get rid of the ACE inhibitor and you could minimize or get rid of the smoking and you're still left with the cough, really then it's, you know, usually postnasal drip or gastric reflux, or it may be a type of an asthma. Now, we treat those pretty aggressively, but some people still cough. In fact, up to 50% of the people still cough. Other reasons for them to cough might even be sleep apnea, because they may be untreated. And when they're snoring and they're trying to breathe against a closed upper airway, it drops the pressure in the chest and it can suck the acid right up out of the stomach and induce reflux. But even treatment of all of that, up to 50% of the coughs that still remain might be due to hypersensitivity, almost like a peripheral neuropathy, an excited nerve in the neck that stimulates the throat. This has a couple of different names. One's sensory neuropathic cough, another's hypersensitivity cough. Some don't even give it a name. But in that case, the treatment regimen is really one more for peripheral neuropathy. Drugs like amitriptyline, disipramine, gabapentin, pregabalin, there's more, capsaicin throat spray. It goes on and on, sometimes opioids. That cough is the one which many times walks into my office because it's not been diagnosed by primary care, by pulmonologists, or by ENTs, because they may not be aware that it exists as an entity. It's only really been described in the last 10, 15 years in the literature. A great percentage of the people who come into my office for chronic cough have that cough, and they've already been treated for the usual suspects, and sometimes it's not enough. We need to make some medication adjustments to really wipe out postnasal drip, reflux, and asthma. If they're still coughing, then they need to get on the other medicines. And a great majority of those patients stop coughing. And they maybe have been coughing for decades. They don't go to church. They don't go to restaurants. It's taken over their life. And to liberate them from that is one of the greatest joys that I've got as a pulmonologist. So why doesn't your cough go away? If we had to go to Las Vegas and spin the cough wheel, we'd look to see if you're on an ACE inhibitor, if you were smoking. We'd look for postnasal drip, reflux, asthma. And if it's not those, then there's something else going on. And we need to look for some of the more alternative pathways for coughing, such as sensory neuropathic cough / hypersensitivity cough, psychogenic cough, and even still occult reflux or postnasal drip that is still there, that's unappreciated by both the patient and the physician.
I got one last question for you, Dr. Paymer. Let's say myself, I'm coughing, or friends are coughing, and we're coughing. How long should we wait before we say, this is a problem, I really need to see a doctor?
I would say that when it's become bothersome to you and it's impacting your life and you're saying, this has got to stop, that's a good one for me. I mean, call. And certainly by 8 weeks, if your cough is still there after 8 weeks, then it's moved into the chronic model. And I'd like to see the person. There are some coughs which are horrific at acute onset, like Bordetella, whooping cough. You know, we think of that with kids, but adults get it too, especially grandparents or people who work in the school system. They may get it from unvaccinated kids, or there's just an outbreak. And that cough can be an abomination to the adult. They can cough and cough and cough so hard that they have what we call post-tussive emesis. They'll cough so hard they throw up, and it just doesn't stop. And the more they cough, the more it results in even more coughing. So it can be debilitating. That's not as much of a common one. But you know, if your cough is bothering you, then give me or a pulmonologist or your doctor a call, somebody who's trained in cough.
Good stuff, Dr. Paymer. You have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks, Garfield. I appreciate everything you do.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Mark J. Paymer podcast. To learn more about the doctor who uses his heart to treat your lungs, go to markpaymerdo.com or call 772-785-5864. Once again, that's 772-785-5864.